move forward in Siman Tzarichas. So the goal is Hashem to finish your Siman Tzarichas at the end of the week, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, just if you want to plan ahead. The Gemara says, Chula Daf Sadi Zayin on the base. The Gemara says, Omar of Nachman is talking about now things which we evaluate based upon Shishim. The Gemara says about a little more than halfway down on the page in Sadi Zayin and Beis, Omar of Nachman, Gid v'shishim ein gid ben aminim. When you measure gid, so it's shishim, but the gid does not count towards the shishim. It's mixed with other stuff, the gid doesn't count. We discussed this in Bas Rechol a little bit with regards to the next thing discussed here. That's the kachal. Right? The udder. The udder is also b'shishim, but kachal min aminim. However, the kachal counts towards the shishim. And we discussed that, we learned it was in Sadi. Okay, so I don't want to spend a lot of time. Shulchan Aruch mentions it here too. I don't want to spend a lot of time. We went through it already. Then it says Beitza b'shishim ein beitza min aminyan. Okay, Amar Yitzchak Breider of Misharshia Ukhal atzmo oser, but the kachal itself is oser, and therefore binofel derecher is oser. And that kachal then falls into another pot with other meats, and then it osers if it's not shishim. Amar of Ashi ki avin and beir of Kana iboyaled is the important question for now. Ki misharina. This whole business, when we're measuring shishim, in all the cases, gid is b'shishim, and beitz is b'shishim, and kal is b'shishim, and there are differences. By the gid, it's not min aminyan. By the kal, it is min aminyan. And by beitz, it's not min aminyan. Okay, but those are details. But in terms of assessing shishim, the question is, how are we mishayar? And iser, it's a simple question, we talk all the time about shishim, how do we calculate? You have a flavor of Isser that comes in, so how we mishar, how much of the flavor came in? And that's really the basic question of the Gemara here. That's Omar of Ashi, ki avina berav kanei bayalad, ki misharina, bididei misharina, omay benafak minei misharina. Do you have to evaluate the shishim against the entire item of the Isser, or against the amount of the Isser that was absorbed, flavor-wise, into the heter? How do you assess shishim against what? You have to have shishim and heter against the isser, against what? Against the entire item that fell in, or again, you have a gid that fell in. Okay, the gid is awesome, right? But how much of the flavor of the gid already was absorbed? We assume that the entire flavor of the gid may have been absorbed, and therefore it has to be shishim against the whole gid? Do we assume the part of it? That's where the Gemara's kasher, right? But the day mishanam ay the nafik b'nei misharina. Gemara answers Pshita the Bididei Misharina the Bemad Enof Menem Eno Yadana. Okay, I mean, because how can you tell? Right, obviously you have to assume, in the fact that we call today worst case scenario, right? Who knows? We don't know exactly how much of the flavor of the issue is absorbed, was imparted into the heter. So we have to assume that Bididei Misharina, the whole thing, right? So then, so Gemara asks, so 1 second, so Elameata Nofalik Derecheres Lohi Oser. So 1 second, let's take the Kachal as an example. Again, our question is, how are we Meshayer when we assume Shishim? Do we assume that if the Isser fell in, and we're talking about obviously the Isser was then removed, right? Because Mikra Isser was removed, right? The Isser was now taken out, right? The Isser fell in, and we saw what happened, so we take it out. Now the question is, how much of the flavor of the Isser was imparted into the Tarobas before I was able to take the man out, right? So now the question is, do we say all the Tom went in? And if not, how much? So that's the question of the Gemara with the day Misharina. But the day Misharina read, you need 60 against the entire Isser, right? Or the Madanafik Mene, you calculate how much of the Isser went in. And have to figure out scientifically or whatever. So we assume La Halacha B'Didei, even though it's improbable, if you think about it, it's unlikely that, even if it was in for a while, it's unlikely that all of the Tom that was inside this. Dabra Asr was everything was absorbed. It's not likely, but that's what we have to assume. So now, when we come to the case of the kachal, again, I don't want to spend a ton of time. And I haven't talked about it on this basis of cholov, but let's remember that cholov shchut is only darbon at the beginning, right? In other words, milk you shecht an animal, you find the milk in the udder. So that milk is only asr darbon in the first place. Remember why? Because it's not chalei mo. Because that on the right, only the raisa, it's lo sabashim liba chalei mo. This is a shechted animal, not going to be chalei mo, right? Never had the status of chalei mo. Okay, but it's also rabban, right? Now, if I cook the kal, so we assume that the milk comes, with other stuff, so the milk comes out, and if that kal is cooked with other meat, So we have to assume that some of the milk that was inside the kachal came out, right, into this mixture of various different types of meat, including the kachal. So if there's shishim in the whole mixture, so then the assumption is that the amount of milk that came out, again, it's less than shishim of the mixture, so we assume it became diluted, right? In other words, the milk was diluted enough so it doesn't give off any flavor, so that it doesn't expel sufficient time to make it also. But the kachal itself, the chiddush of kachal, is that it counts towards the shishim, right? Kachal min haminyan. Again, the question is, how much milk do we assume is in the kachal to begin with? Was it full? We don't know. So the truth of the matter is, we assume, we look at the volume, the entire volume of the kachal, and it's 60 against the entire volume of the kachal. That's the background, right? You need shishim against the whole volume of the kachal, which is ironic in a certain sense, because you're counting the volume of the kachal. You're counting the volume of the kachal twice, because you're saying that's how much milk there was in there. But you're also counting it as one of the shishim against itself, so against the chalav, so to speak. So you're looking at the sort of the kachal, you're double dipping, so to speak. Anyway, if you look in Rashi, the Yomas, Ve'en Gibin Aminyan, Divin and Shishim, the Heter Levad Minet. Rashi explains we need 60 by the Gid, you need 60 aside from the Gid itself. Why? Because the Gid itself is also Ava Kachal, Ho'ilu Min Heter Hu. One second, the kachal by itself is kosher, right? Okay, and in Mizbashli, my boss, Misham Mishishim, the Hadid today. But the kachal can count towards the shishim because the kachal meat itself is kosher. The only problem here is a possible challah problem, right? But in terms of the meat itself, the meat is mutter. So unlike by Gid, the meat of the kachal is inherently mutter. So therefore, there is no. So when the kachal is cooked, the question is what came out. So it can be mitzaref, you know, to the shishim. Now, that's this Gemara. And the chiddush is, or the answer to the Gemara is, b'didei misharinen, as Rashi explains, the be'inan shi behetu shishim kemosa. Okay, that was the Gemara. Rashi saying that in the Kash. It's b'didei misharinen, ob ma'idin ofik b'nei. Ein tzvich m'je behetu el b'shishim ma'shapola. Okay, what did it expel? What did it party? Okay, the high ma'idis, avasi kama labak deru, mishti shadin le'lebar, right? You look at it separately. So then the Gemara asks, so one second. So if we assume that when you cook the kachal with other meat, okay, and now we say that there were shishim against the milk, so then the whole thing is good, the kachal counts towards the shishim. But then the Gemara says, but the kachal itself is osir, okay, kachal atzmo osir, v'nafal agdera cheres osir. Ask the Gemara, why? Hasn't all the flavor been used up? We just said we choshev that all the flavor came out, right? And we had shishim against it, so good. So there's no more forbidden flavor in this kachal. So why if it falls into another mixture? Do we say right? Does it asur the other mixture? That's the Gemara's kasha. Be nafal derech eretz. Also Amar Rashi. Okay, I'm sorry. So the Gemara asks why. Pshita the b'day mishrein. Gemara says b'day mishrein. We count against the whole thing, but the marafin and all the other good elmiato. Nafalik derachar is lo yaser. It shouldn't aser. Okay, it shouldn't aser. Rashi says, Elamiyata, hol with the day misharin, hai irtul kula, shahalach kalatz mutavshil. It's all absorbed into that other tarobas. We assume, as I said before, worst case scenario, all the milk, the whole kal was full of milk, all the milk came out, and Baruch Hashem, we had shishim against it anyway. So good, end of story. So why is it kal now? Does it aser? Falls into another tarobas. That was the Morris Kasher. Okay? So, my boy, and if you're not going to the Rashi, it's an important Rashi, Elamiyato. Ho, b'didei misharinun, since we have to assess against the entire kal, ho, iftul kule, shalach kol atzmatav, so dilavachi, and my boy, shishim, goes, why we need 60? If you're not going to say, there's a whole requirement of shishim against the whole thing, it's because the assumption is that the maximum amount of milk is out. But kevin the kule batalte, nafal derecher, is ayyoser. My answer is no, because Kevin the Amor Yitzchak Breda Rishashu Kal Atzma Osir Shavir Abanam Kechatit Am Nevela. Okay, once it was Osir, as Rashi explained, Mishem Mitchila Nesar Adshel Nitzdam Mishem Nitna Akidera Botam Miad Nesar Me'az Shavir Abanam Kechatit Am Nevela Shilu Olam Asur. Okay, that's the Yidir Chatit Am Nevela. Kal became Osir. Okay, Tosus points out Tozes, the Kaiman, the Butley, Misharina, in Kain Nafikula, but even by the Nafikman and Misharina, Osi Shapir, the Osik Dera Heresy. Tosis just spells it out, that's what I'm going to show you. Tosis says, if you hold, not Bidigdei, but rather Omur came out, then I understand. Tosis says the other side. It's not a Chirish, but he's just explaining it. Right? He says, I understand why Asis the other Kedera, the Nafikula, because not everything came out. Right? But if you hold, not Bididei, Misharina, but rather Bididei, but then I understand why the Kal Asu is the next Tarobas, because we aren't assuming necessarily that all of the Cholof came out, so now we have to look again at the next Tarobas and see how, you know, how that plays, right? But the Tos just again spells out the other side, all right? Then Tos says, Akash, you Tomer, Dilma, Hod, Misharina, Makul, Mishum, Misapkulon, enough in Kula. Okay, maybe the fact is that we're, it's a Suffolk, all right? And let's remember that Tanisha Darbana, the whole thing is Tanisha Darbana to begin with. So should we say, you know, Sveik Darbana Lakula? So again, that's what Tosus talks about. There's a Marshoi. But all right, that, we don't have to spend too much time on that now. There is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim on this Gemara. So I picked it on the page. You have the Chidush HaRitva, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ram, all the regular Rishonim here. I'm not going to read everything inside on the sheets. You can look it over. Just put the regular Rishonim on this sugya. I mean, terribly fancy. Just these are the Rishonim commenting on this sugya. Okay? And again, they spell it out. So we're looking for the Amunah before, just a few lines here and there. Okay? The Ritva, source number four, the Ramasa Amar Ravashi, okay? Wonders, first of all, and this is really an important point, why does this question come up by Chal? It's interesting. No, obviously, in any case, when we're trying to determine Shishin, it's important to know how much Tom got into the mixture, right? So why all of a sudden the Gemara here has an old example by Chal, it falls into the pot, and we take the halal, we don't know how much came out, and so therefore, again, worst case, we assume worst case scenario, so we need Shishin times the entire Kachal, okay? It's just interesting, that's what the Rosh brought the Ritvor rather notes. I put the Ritvor first, even though chronologically he's after the Ramban and the Rosh brought, but the Ramban and the Rosh brought want to come back to because they have a Machlokas as well. But the Ritvor, also the Ritvor writes very clearly. You know, not that I'm qualified to, but the Ritvor I find very, very clear, usually. Even before the new Ritvors with all the footnotes and so on, you know, the Ritvor I thought was a very clear writing style. Sometimes a little more. I once heard a certain Rav say about the Orach Chaim HaKadosh HaKomish. It's long, but it's not long-winded. They're not the same thing. You know. Anyway, that's my personal feeling about the Ritva. But anyway, so the Ritva here wonders in general, the Tamiya Milsa, Amayli Baila Hochet, Tvema, Hid Nam Elka, Bechatichas Nevela, Bechatichas Da'atome, Shnofle Tok, Derish HaRota, Nosek Tam. We've talked about Nosek Tam and Shishim before. This finds it a little interesting that suddenly the Gemara by Chal wakes up and says, by the way, when we measure Shishim, why do we measure against the whole thing? Do we measure against what came out? I mean, it's an important question in general. It's not a Kachal question in particular. Okay? Hakaimelon, he says, and if you're going to tell me, well, maybe Chal's different because Chal's only Drabonim, like we said before, Chal of Shchut is only Drabonim. Hakaimelon, Becholoshim Drabonim, came to Vaisa Tikkun Tzav. Yesh Lomar, the Shani Hocha, Shena Chal Kula Osir, El Chal Shabo Bavad. Okay? Chal is different because in all other cases, the thing that fell into the tarovas is something which itself is usher, dog tome, a piece of nevela, whatever. Here, the thing that fell into the tarovas, then the chal gufa, and again Rashi, they're gems in Rashi. Rashi alludes to with two words, you know, but that's what Rashi does, right? There's a lot of things that he alludes to very, very briefly, but it kind of says it. But anyway, but when it comes to the Ritva is for the rest of us who don't see everything. So he says, "Yesh Lomar the Shani Hocha Shena Kal Kulos Ela Cholosh Abu Bavad." Mashena came behind the Hossam. Well, Hachi Kasal Kedaita that the din may be different and so on. So that's what the Ritva says. But Lemaisa, what comes out of this question, what the Ritva is driving at, that this question, this and the answer, the B'didei Misharin, is not a din that's limited to Kachal. This is a din in assessing Shishim in general. That's what I'm trying to point out. Okay. And then he had the same question. It should have been if it fell into another kedera. Why do we assume the same? You know, the same things as we said before. The way Rashi says it, and he adds that he quotes the Tosus also a little bit. The Tosus as a second teretz. Again, you have time to read through. It's good just to get a good taste of it. no pun intended. But anyway, the something else I wanted to show you. Okay, so at the very end, on the next page, the Ridvar writes as follows: "L'chach nireth lomar shekvar aman neshuras hadin ein b'sar kal nesar." Okay, really, the meat of the kal shouldn't be usher at all. And he says here the reason why this all is focusing on kechal is because we're machmir, we really shouldn't be machmir at all because kal shkut is drop on them. But he says, "Ela shachachoma suf chizik b'shel divrei." We mentioned that yesterday. Sometimes Rabbanu gave it, and he said it, "Maris ayin shenira lahem shenishar kan cholam." Okay, hilchav bishlam mishar of ma'danafik minay. He's really further explaining the Morris question. Okay, and the basic conclude is that the chacham were possibly more strict by as strict. Even though it's Rabbanu, even though it's only this Rabbanu, because the issue of maris ayin. Okay, I mean that's good. The Ramban, in his Chidushim, introduces us to something else. Again, Chidush Ramban on the page. And after before, I just a nice overview, just summarizing the Sugya. Look at number 5, the Chidush Ramban, the Dei Nishayinim, or by the Nafim Nishayinim, Pirish. Lefisha Ein Gufa Kalas, Lefisha Shaluke. Right, again, he says, all the Rishonim are bothered by why the same Kashrut voice. All the Rishonim are bothered why the Gemara brought this important question up, first by Kal, not by anything else. Okay, because Kal, we might have thought it was but anyway, the Bishar Kol Yisum Kol Chatiach Shal Avela Pshita the B'day Mesharina. Ramban says, obviously, by other Yisum, with the Isser itself, the whole thing is also it's Pshita. Okay? And the Madrina Pshita the B'day Mesharina. That's the Gemara's answer. The Madrafik Mesharina, Mi Yedin Kama Hava. Pirish Af Al Pi Shiyei Shalom and Nezah Basa Umdana. Midos Chachomim Heim B'yosher Uva Shvoye Shalom Yitin Tars Kol Echav Echav B'yotah. The Chom want to be clear, and you can't leave each one, well, how much came out this time, how much came out that time, who knows for sure. It's really, I printed, and the Ramban is reminiscent of that Ran that we mentioned yesterday, that you can't leave it up to each person, you know, this one's going to say, who knows, I don't remember how much I put in, and so on. You know, we don't, again, it's not the same thing. But what would be cool, but like the Mordechai said, Das Shotim, which is, you can't leave it up to, the Ran says a little differently, we mentioned yesterday, right? So you can't leave up to every individual person that calculates, and therefore they made one set of rules. Okay. Now, v'shamina minoah, says the Ramban in the second paragraph of the Rifah, shekaf, shenir b'kederus cholam. If you have a spoon, which would be new in some milk, o kedera shebishol b'cholam, u bishol b'basar, okay, b'kaf atzma b'kedera atzma m'sharina. Okay, you have to now assess, like you've stuck a spoon in, and this is back to a... similar to things we discussed in Basar B'Cholam. You have a spoon. He mentioned Basar B'Cholam as an example. All right? And you had a pot. It was cooked for the other and so on. You conflate your pot. You put in milk. Whatever the case was. Right? You have to mishire against the entire spoon. In other words, I have a fleshing spoon. I stick in a milking pot or vice versa. So I have a milking pot that's fleshing. And you have to be mishire shishin. And that's always the question, right? Discuss in Basar B'Cholam, someone has a Basar B'Cholam pop in the kitchen. So one of the first questions is there's shishim against it, right? So you have to mishire through everything. You have to mishire the whole, when I stuck the spoon in, right? Now how about tochav, that's one of the classic cases we had in Basar B'Cholam, right? Tochav kav cholevis, you stuck a milking spoon inside. So you measure against the spoon. Now we had, I'm not going to talk about this together today, maybe just allude to it briefly. And now, remember we had the whole Shiloh Chamek Sosa Chamku. Is it against the whole spoon, or against the spot of spoon that had gone into the thing, or including the handle of the spoon, right? We discussed that with the Ben Parrot. That was back in Bas B'Cholam. But that relates to this, which the Rambam mentions here in parenthetically. But anyway, the Chiddush Ramban says as follows. That v'chein da'as avinu atzar fasa. But now he said an interesting thing. Avon motzosi sheharayvid zal omar. The chiyar minu v'didei misharina hanimu v'davar she'eno chozer lehetero harishon la'olam. Okay, and it should say if you go in kachal, printing this thing. So the Ravid has an interesting chiddush. The Ramban quotes the Rashbo, and the chiddush from number 6 also quotes from the Ravid. Both the Ramban and Rashbo quote from the Ravid. That, he said, and the Ran also, by the way, the Ran is here, it's not spelled on the sheet, you don't need it, you have it by you. But the Ran is lamed hevet aleph from the page of the Rif, dim basu kachal atzma. I'm going to look at the Ran, because he also writes this clearly up. But anyway, the Ravid is of the opinion When do we say you have to go against, you have to have shishim against the entire thing? That's only something like kachal, which will never be able to become mutter again. Then we say, the Nara says, he atzma chaticha disur. Avo b'dover shechozel ater rishon, kidon kaf uka'ara. Okay? You have a spoon, a plate, kayotza v'shayna ma'idanofik minei, v'lobidi day. All right, he says, listen carefully. A spoon, a plate, is subject to the possibility of kasher. Right? It can, it's not going to remain usher forever. In other words, the Ravid says it depends. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, we learn from Chal to all cases. All right, and we are mishar against the whole item. B'didei misharina. And even though Chal is only Rabban, Chal is only Rabban, we say that, so certainly by all other cases we say it also, even Shari Surah. But the Rav, that's how the Ramban and Rashba both say. Okay? In other words, the Rishon, in effect, by the way, you can also say, this correct, I'm just thinking. Yeah, I just thought of this. If you could also say that the reason why, well, before I get to this, Ramban, this went to my head. You could also say the reason why we're Mishpididei Misharinan, and not, oh no, that work? I'm thinking, just to think it through. I'm thinking that maybe another reason that Gemara says chiefly the day of Sharina is because exactly the same thing we said yesterday, because we don't know how much came out. It's hard to figure out how much came out. So maybe that's not really called a suffix. Like we said yesterday, a suffix in Chisar and Yediyah, not really a suffix, right? We said that yesterday. That's the Ran said. Chisarim said chisarim. Maybe it's like chisarim. I haven't think that through. Maybe that's why here also we said we don't say the denufik because we don't know. So that's. I don't know. Let me think that through. You hear what I'm saying? Does it make sense? Maybe it's a din more similar to that. No, okay. Hold the thought. I'll think it through. Anyway. So, again, we said by Chal, we have no way of knowing how much of the tam remained in the pot, and therefore we say you need shishim against the entire Kachal. And even though Chal, yeah, because, in other words, I think it does work, because if Chal is only this, it's Rabbanon. So let's say we're not sure. But why did the Gemara says we don't know how much came out. Good, so it's a subject of Rabbanon. Chal is a Chal of Shkut, it's only Rabbanon. So why don't we say it's subject of Rabbanon the Kula? Right, figure out a minimal amount. Why do you have to be machmir to be? I think this may make sense. Why do you have to be machmir to say you have to need shishim against the entire kachal? Which is the Gemara's conclusion. B'didei misharinim. Why? What's the language of the Gemara again? B'didei misharinim. Di b'madrav and minoy adina. You don't know how much. Okay, well, we don't know. So let's say figure the Rabbanan l'kula. Right. So we'll assess. We'll try and figure out as best we can whatever the amount is that we can calculate. Which is, by the way, which is what the Ramban says. Over here, quoting the Rabbi Ritual, we'll come back. You're doing omed. You do some. There must be some way to estimate. To guesstimate how much, you know, people who are cooks know when you put something in for flavoring, they take it out. How much, you know, there's probably ways to assess. There are ways to assess how much flavor more. So when you're dealing with a drabbanon, like chal, when you're dealing with a drabbanon, why not say, we'll take a lenient way out? The answer is because that's chisar and yedi. I don't know how much came out. That's not called the suffix for the purpose of the rabbanon kula. Maybe that makes sense. Anyway, just a side point. But lemaisa, we said that the, and that's why we said yesterday, right? When it's nishpach, that was the chiluk mentioned yesterday. When it's nishpach, so that's a real suffix. We have no way of knowing. That's a real legitimate suffix. Right, but the suffix yedi is not enough for a suffix. Right, anyway, but lemaisa, the Gemara does bring it up by Chal. It's an issur d'rabbanan, and we have kind of learned from Chal to all the other cases of tarovas, including here by Caleb. So you put a fleshed spoon into a milking pot, okay, or a tray spoon into a kosher pot. Same difference, okay. So then we should only need shishim against what? We should only need shishim against the tam of the chalav that went into the fleshes, or the tam of the treif that went into the heter. But since we don't know, so then we need shishim times the volume of the spoon or of the pot where the tavsha was, right? And again, it comes to chametzas or chamkula, whether it's the whole spoon or the handle, not the handle, fine. But the Ravid disagrees. Okay, now that's what the Rashbun and Ramban both say. Well, 5 and 6, Rashbun and Ramban both say, Okay, the Rashba 1:6 at the beginning quotes the Chiddush Rashba, is not the Tarsa Bais, the Chiddush Rashba at the beginning. He quotes Ramban, Kosher Ramban Zal, the Dafka Chalu Dibalim, which is the Chalat Zomutr. Abba Bechalav, Abba Chatichas, the Mela, Shalaf, and Tom there. Vada, I'm Mishab Shitalay, the Bidiyam Asharin. For sure it's Bidiyam, no question doesn't come up. It's only by Chal. Alright, anyway, but the point is we learn from this Sugiv that we have this din, even by Shar Yisurim, we always have to Mishar against the entire item. The Ravid says no. Again, Rishmot gives the Hashkamot, Rabbani says, Nachonu, but then he quotes the Ravid. The Ravid says, depends, are you dealing with an Isser that's not Kasherbo? And once the Kachal is Osir, so then it'll always remain Osir, and we're going to be Mishar Shishim against the entire Kachal. But if you have a milchik spoon, which you stir a pot of meat, okay, that spoon can be Kasher. So therefore, if you don't know how to be Mishar, in that case, we don't know, maybe there we should say Ma'idinafik. When do we say Bididei? Bididei is only by an object that can never become kosher later, like Chal. But something can eventually become kosher, you can use the Ma'idinafik there. That's the Chiddush of the Ravid. And therefore, the Ravid distinguishes, are we talking about a Kli Matches, Kli Mateches, metal, which is kosherable, or are we talking about Kli Cheres? By Kli Cheres, if you're talking about the spoon or the pot, whatever was Kli Cheres, so then the Ravid agrees. That's parallel to Kal, you can't kasher it. So there for sure we'll say Bididei. Okay? But the Ravid says, since the Kli Cheres is going to be kasher, the Kli Mat, so therefore you need to assess against the whole Kli. The whole Kli, it's almost as though, I'll put it like this, what's the Svara to be Machmer, to be require Shishim against the whole Kli? Because as if the whole Kli is Osir. The whole Kli has a chalos shame of a chatzis or iser. It's like a kachal, right? The whole thing has a chalos of a chatzis or iser, and therefore you need what? You need shishim against the whole thing. So says the Ravid, if it's a Kli cheres that was treif, and now you put it into a kosher, or a milk and flay, whatever the tarumus was. So also, since it can't become kasher, it also is considered almost like, and this will relate to the later, it's not the same thing, I don't want to mix it up. We're not saying chaticha nas nevela by Kalim necessarily, we'll come back to that, but conceptually, the whole kli became something also, so therefore you have to assess against the entire kli. Masha'enu kain, says the Ravid, if you're dealing with something that can become kasher, then you could say only it's enough to have shishim against whatever went into the pot. Then that should be enough. In other words, it emerges from Chaticha Nas Nevel. It's the Misvara, it's the same idea of Chaticha Nas Nevel. The Ravid seems to understand that the reason why you require shishim against the entire kli, or against the entire kal, is because in effect, Chaticha Nas Nevel, you know what the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says regarding the kal, I mean, the Ravid's not off base in terms of reading the Gemara. You look in the language of the Gemara, Elameata, Nafalatera Cheres, Lesser, Kaiman, the Amor, Ritzim, Ramon, Shasha, Kalat, Shavua, Rabbanim, Kechaticha, the Nevela. That's a fancy way of saying Chaticha Nas is Nevela. Right? Once the Kal was Osir, so now it remains Osir. And even though you could argue that we assumed all the milk came out, so why in the world did the Kal Osir in another Tarobus, unless you have Shishim? Why that was the Morris Kasha? Answer, in effect, Chaticha Nas became Osir, so it remains Osir. It's a whole thing. It's a shtick Isir, so therefore we need Shishim against it. So the Ravid says, we'll apply the same Svara, Chaticha Nas Nevela, in effect, by the Kli. But not all Kalim. Only a Kli which can never become Kasha. That's a Kli Cheres. So therefore, by a Kli Cheres, the Ravid says, which also becomes Chaticha Nas Nevela, and the logic is, again, going back to Chaticha Nas Nevela, let's remember, according to many, Chaticha Nas Nevela is a byproduct of, remember the Gemara later, call it, of Efshel Sof to Osir. Remember that, right? Even if you can remove it, it remains Osir. That's, again, on a simple level, that's what Chaticha Nas Nevela means, right? Even if I can get the flavor out, I can remove the Isir flavor, but now the whole thing became Osir, right? Well, that's exactly the point. By Kli that can become kashered, so that's Efshel Sof, that's mutter, right? And then you kasher the Kli, so the Kli now is mutter. So therefore, Chaticha Nas Nevela doesn't apply to it. I mean, I'll be swore. The Rabbi doesn't spell all this out, but that's, I think he's saying, right? In other words, by a Kli Cheres, so that's Chaticha Nas Nevela. You can do whatever you want, right? What can you do with Kli Cheres? Break it. That's it. You can't do anything. It's usher, it's never become mutter, whatever you do. Okay, but by a kli, mateches, a metal kli, whatever, something that can be kashered, so then it's not efshel softo asur. It's going to be, once you kasher a kli, you can use it again. Right? So, that, so that's efshel softo mutter. So there you can't apply it. The Ravid seems to learn it, the whole chumra, so to speak, of bididei, misharinan, is a function of what? Of chatichan asnevela. So therefore, by those kind of kelim, chatichan doesn't apply, because efshel softo mutter, because if you kasher, you're not going to say it. So it's not, again, you know, the Ravid, it's not wild. But nonetheless, the Ramban and the Rashbam both rejected. They rejected. Okay? Let's read it to the Ramban again, just to see it inside. He says, so he quotes the Ravid, and he says, fourth line, so, Afagav Deliadinan, even though, what do you mean? Again, the Ravid's chiddush is we're dealing with a kli where you could possibly kasher it. Therefore, we're not going to assume all automatically you have to have shishim against the whole kli, but rather all it suffices to have shishim against what? Against just the flavor that came out. Figure it out. Do some kind of estimation. One of the early Rishonim. Vasora krov al derech efshel softo mutter. He mentions efshel softo mutter. It's similar to that, right? About when we came on shomer bar, did my nafik may be a din and kama havel or tam acher ein hefresh chiluk v'chol isu shein misharin elabo. Says the Ramban, but the Gemara doesn't make that chiluk and so on. Therefore, we assume we don't say that. Okay, we don't accept it. The Ramban has an exception later. We'll get back to that. The Rashba also quotes the Ravid, about halfway down in six, maybe seven lines up from the bottom, is Zemina Tema. The Kavan Shapir Shutama ended up by Nufik Loyadina, Mali Chosalak Shero, Shaino Chosalak Shero, I'll call it to the Gemara didn't give that reason. The Rashba just elaborates, I think, what these things around Ban meant. The Gemara didn't give. The Gemara answered, why do we say B'didei Misharinan? Not because Chatiha Nasnevelo, not because Efshel Sokto is Osir. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says, because we don't know. So once we don't know, who cares if it's a Mali Chosel of Shero, Shaino Chosel? We don't know. That's the reason the Gemara gives, because we don't know. So then it doesn't matter whether it's a type of Chosel of Shero or not. Yeah.
The Rabbi's talking about he doesn't know exactly
if
he's the Omer Yafeh.
That's Ramban's language, yeah. I don't know if the Rabbi, if that's a direct quote from the Rabbi or not.
I think if you knew exactly what the Ramban Rashi doing, like
that would be a Kafa Dash. Yeah, exactly. So hold the thought. That's what Ramban says at the end, and that's what we lost focus on Ramban and Rashi, actually. Hold on, yeah. Hold on. What he's asking is a very good question, which the Rishon quote. We'll see a moment. We'll see it before the end of the shiur. You do know, let's say you do know the exact amount. So we'll see about that. Okay, it's a good point. Anyway, so the Rashbo says he doesn't think the whole. I mean, the Sfar Ravid is creative, and as I said before, the Ramban throws in Efshel Softo without really explaining it, but he said the Gemara doesn't say that. He says therefore everything the same. B'chein das of it was sin of al tozus. B'chein kaz Ramban and so on. Okay. So Ramban and Rashba both say we measure against the entire kli and fine. At the end, the Rashba also raises the question why they brought up by Kachal. He says at the end what I said before. So Ron also says, "Oh, I'm hishum dosam." You can't start figuring out, you know, what the amount is. Okay. If you want to see more on this, maybe we won't read it inside now because it takes too much time. But you look at the Ran on the Rif, Lamed Hayam and Aleph in the page of the Rif. He says right off the bat, which is what we saw before. And then he quotes, he also quotes the Ravid, and he also doesn't accept the Ravid. Just as a side point, the Rambam writes in Parag Tes on Hilchos Macholos Asuras, back in Hilchos Basa Macholos, the Rambam writes regarding Kachal,
Okay,
So he says it's a case of chaticha nasis nevela. The Rashbo and the Torah are bias. Bias dal char aleph, page aleph mal aleph. One of the first things he says here in this section, okay. Isa toz hashemun, etc. Isa shen isar betocha heter. Afal pishul no behover beino bezorko. Also, even if I have it again, isa shen isar betocha heter. Afal pishul no nimoch. It didn't get absorbed. It didn't melt in. Okay, it didn't blend in. But omid beino bezorko. You take it out. Still, also stores pletoso. If ain behet the shishim kineged kolachatizo shel isar v'she ain yodea kama palta ad shen isharba. Well, fichach min asofet misharinam bekulam. Doesn't hear it. The Torah's Abai doesn't quote the Rashbo. I'm sorry, doesn't quote the Rabbi. Doesn't bring it. Okay, and he says, "V'lo b'sur Torah b'vada mano alafim b'sur shol divrayim ma'kal." Okay, and therefore, menu atalomid l'mishabi. Again, just a summary. Aloch alamaisa. Menu atalomid l'mishabi shol isur b'kdera b'achar k'vishal b'heter b'yom on the same day. Shemisharinon b'chol akdera v'lo b'omed pleitosel. You have to measure against the entire kdera, not calculate how much was nifla, how much was expelled. Yesh misha omar. He doesn't mention my name. Yesh misha omar. It's the Bible. Shalo omar el visu sheno chozok sher kichal, kachal, v'chein b'ter shacheres, and so on and so forth. He makes that distinction, but he says it very, very clearly. The arisho ikar. He goes, he rejects, doesn't even mention the Bible by name, just says yesh misha omar, and he says that we don't accept al aloha. One other important part on this, before we see what the Shulchan Aruch has to say, if you look in the Mordechai, the very end of Perek Zayin, the last Mordechai in Perek Zayin, it's in tough, Remez, tough Reish, pay, towards the end. He says, as we're looking, it's a volume of the pages of the page of the Mordechai in the back of Chulin, the top of the second column. And he says, Now he says, "Heich Mishari, Heich Mishari." In Kosa of a Rav Yom, the Sifro Sholo as a Rav Ben Ushlomo Ben Shimshon, Al Bos Bechol of Amr Shiur Besamech, Vehei Ma'aseh Bol of Neir Yaakov Rav Yoker, Al Kaf Choleva Shigisu Bokdera Velei Abosar, the Shir Beshishim Bebisha Masha Nichnas Bekdera. Okay, below Kula. And that's a Chametz Osa Cham Kula question. He says the other way, only the part that was actually stuck into the Isser. Again, that was that other Machlokes. And he says that they're okay. Then he writes, Kos of Rav Yoh, Ketz of Mishar and Besama Kineged HaKli HaOser. Okay, so when you're supposed to be Mishar and you include the whole Kli, so how do you calculate Shishim? So it just gives you a tool how to measure. He says, it's a matter of the volume, and he says, Mevin Kli Molei Mayim, Umala Makdera Asur Ba'osama Mayim Atzma. You take a water, and you fill up the Kedera that had this, and you fill up with water. You take the kder of osur, but put it in osur kli gadol. Ba'mayim ayotzin hein shir dof nehakder of osur. Ba'chakak yimdo ramayim about osur nish from samach alo. This is what we call a displacement. Fellow by the name of Archimedes, right? No, was he the one who figured out displacement of the water?
Greek.
Was it Archimedes? Yeah, I think so. Some fellow. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so but you know about displacing the water. That we all know about. So anyway, that's what the Mordechai here says is the methodology. Okay, now let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Tzadiches Siv Dalet. Okay, the Chabad writes Isur Shnisbashon Heter. Okay, Afilu Makiru B'Hushalim. Right, it's you can see it. It's complete. Bizarro. You throw it out. But you remove it. Still, Tzorech Shishim Keneged Kol HaIsr. You need Shishim against the entire Isr. In other words, we paskin, and in the Shulchan Aruch, the ride with Shita is not at all. It doesn't even, not even Toshish. He says, Tzorech Shishim Keneged Kol HaIsr, Mepesha Ein Anu Yodim Kama Yotzman, Ulficha, Hamavasho Bekederas Isr Shibas Yoma. If you're cooking kosher food in a pot and you realize it was a trefer pot that was a Bas Yoma, O Tochev Kafshim Isr Behatar, Tzorech samach kineged kol hakdera, but kineged kol masher tocha me'akav she'ein on the yodim kama bolo bein shem shalcheres o eitz o mateches. He dismisses the ravid, you know, stay a dime. He doesn't make. He just says bein. It doesn't matter what it's cheres. Doesn't matter what it's metal. Doesn't matter what it's wood. Doesn't matter what it's made out. Okay. And the Rambam adds Uvad Shablow Ali Devi Sikhas Aish, and Tabliya was through fire, it wasn't through Malicha or other forms of absorption, that's not what it was. It's only Klikba, you know, it's only after Mishair based on how it got in. The difference is going to be whether it was something that was, it's only us as Klikba or not. Okay, that's obvious. Now, he dug the Shulchan Aruch here, the Yesh Misha Machmir, the Kaf Shalmatechas Latzvich Samach Keneged Kulo, Afilu Lo Hichni, that's not the right. Again, he dismissed the rabbi. Here he's talking about the chametzos of chamkulo isha. Yesh mi shemachmi bekav shalmateches lahatzvich samach keneged kulo afilu lo hichnis ela mitzos mishum de chametzos of chamkulo. But the Chabri says that some people say when you have to assess the spoon, it's not a matter of just the round part of the spoon that went into the food, but the whole spoon counts. Okay, based on chametzos of chamkulo. Okay, the Ramor writes an ogin kisvar rishonim. Okay, that's the Ramor. The Shach in Sukkot Yud Aleph explains Tzorach Samech Keneged Kol Akdeira. Pirish V'im Kain Osur Atavshel Shavikdeira. The Eimah Shavikokot Kli Samech Neged Akli. That's a rule we also have in Osur Chol. Remember that when assessing the Kedera, so there's a general assumption that what's in a Kedera is not going to be Shishim against the whole Kedera. The food in a Kedera is not going to add up to Shishim against the Kedera. So that's why the Shach says here that also, a tavshul is with there because that's not going to be shishim. You need shishim against the whole there, so the tavshul is going to be also. The shach, it's of cotton your bays, even though the mechaber no more didn't mention the ravid, the shach says when the mechaber writes, bain shacheres, bain shacheres, bain matachas, klomar lafuke soros haravid. He says the mechaber is lafuke soros haravid. The suyo, the eitz matachas came with efshal hafrid iser, he says it straight out. Efshal hafrid iser, right, that you can remove it. We assume there's no chiluk. Just on the issue of chametzos or chamkulos, we look back. That was back in Simchat Sadi Dalit. All right, I'll just read you what it says there. If you have your side, Simchat Sadi Dalit, that was Bosk Becholov. Sif Aleph, Hatochev Kaf Cholev is Beter Shabosa, or Ipcha. Misharim Becholma Shenitcha Mimenu Bekdera, and we'll add Zimakaf Ben Yomo. Okay. Yesh misha omer shema kaf shamateches misharim bekulo mishum decham mitzos or cham kulo. Right? That's, we call that metal conducts heat. Right? So therefore, it also conducts the bliya, so to speak. So that's cham mitzos or cham kulo. Again, the Mor Ramo there says also sorry shona ikar, and it's in cotton gimel. The shach. Remember where cham mitzos or cham kulo at its roots. Remember by Korban Pesach, the spit. You know that can't be a metal. That's going to cook it and so on. So anyway, so the mechab, the rishach there, some inside the dalat, some cotton gimel writes the afak of the chametzos of chamkulo mikom makom eino molech bliyoso bekulo. It conducts heat, but it doesn't conduct the bliya. In other words, yes, if the whole thing gets hot, good. But that doesn't mean the whole bliya. You know, it conducts the whole bliya. Mikom makom eino molech bliyoso bekulo. Ken kosu aposim. Okay, have ayin lekametzim kufchof alef some cotton tazan, which I think we looked at the time, because this nafkamina plays in the reverse. The issue that's what the shach there is telling us, the nafkamina of cham mitzos or cham kulo not only plays in terms of making something usher because you stuck a little bit, but it's also going to be a nafkamina by hagola. Do I have to put the whole kli in, right, to be makshered from isser, right? Or do I have to? So it's the same issue, right? So the mechaber passes, you don't have to. The Ramos said the chatchila, I think they should. But the Lamaisa, you know, that issue comes up over there. That's what the Ramo here is referring to in terms of Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. Okay. Now, we move on to the next part of the question, which you asked before. And that is, what if you do know? That's what I call it on a base, Kishemakir or Isir. Kishemakir or Isir. It's a prelude to what you asked. Okay, not in the case of, but something else that the Ramo mentions here. Because the Ramo, again, it's here in Sifhei, goes on. So back to Simon Sadiqai. So the Ramo in Sifhei goes on to something else. It goes on to this issue. V'chol iser shemevat l'meshishim in makiro tzorech l'hasiro misham. Moses says, if the Isser is Nikar, then you can't tell what Shishim, therefore I can. You've got to remove it. We discussed that already, right? We discussed that as a very basic point here, Nikar Isser. And that emerges from the Mishnah Chulin, which we've already seen a few times, on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says, Gid, in the middle of the Mishnah, Gid HaNoshim Shiz Bashal Im HaGidim Bizman Shemakiro. Okay, when you reckon, you see it, then it's Menosin Tam, Mimlav Kula Asur. I wrote the Menosin Tam. Chain Chatichos on the Vela, Chain Chatichos on Daf Tomei, Shiz Bashal Chatichos, Bizman Shemakiro, Menosin Tam, Mimlav Kula Asur. Okay, because you know, if you're not makrif, everything's awesome, because any one of them potentially could be the maybe the one that's awesome. But the point is, you see that there is a din of when it's nikar. And Rashi explains, shenispashim gidim shall have to. You have one gid anosha. The gid anosha is mixed with other gidim which are kosher. Only the gid anosha is awesome. The other gidim, other parts of the animal are also called gidim. We have ramache varmish asar gidim, right? So I don't know if we have an animal that has many. I don't remember if animals was many gidim, but whatever, they're more than a gidanosha. So that's the case in the Mishnah, is the gidanosha is cooked with other gidim. So if you can tell them apart, so that's what next Rashi says, Bizman Shemakir, Mashlich Olachutz. Take it out. Right? Then they ain't kind of a pletoso. Then you only worry about the tab. So now we figure out, is there a tab? Shisha, whatever else. Okay? So Nikar Isi, you got to get rid of it. So the Ramor writes a very fascinating thing here. Ramor says in Siman Tzari Ches Sivdal, the second part of the Ramor, he says again, "V'chol isur shem misbatlin b'shishim im makiro tzorach lasir b'sham af al gav dekvar misbatel tamo b'shishim." But even though you have shishim against the flavor, but if nikar isur, you got to get it out of there. Okay, we're not going to allow the bandit if nikar isur. The lachain, listen to this. Here's his kiddush. The lachain im nafal cholav l'toch hachelim. Excuse me. In Nafal Chelim, L'toch HaTavshil, some Chazer fat fell into some whatever, some Chelim, that's what people Chazer, kosher animal fat, non-kosher fats, fell in, Chelim fell in, V'nisbatel Tamo B'shishim, and Batel B'shishim. Still, since you have the Chelim in there, what do you do? He says, Tzorech Litein Shomayim Tzoninim, put in cold water, so that what happens? The teva hachelav lahakfi, the chelav will coagulate. The chelav will coagulate, right? It'll harden. Is that the right word? Yeah. The chelav will coagulate. Okay, it'll harden. Okay. If you don't want to add hot cold water today, put it in the freezer. Whatever. Matter of fact, I mentioned this to my wife on Friday because. She usually cooks for Shabbos on Friday, but never sometimes that. Thursday was the snow day, right? So she was home. So and some of her clients had to go to Friday. Basically. So she cooked up the soup on Thursday night, cooked up sometime Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, and put it in the fridge. And we took it out on Friday to put it on Shabbos. I put it on the fire to heat up, a couple hours before Shabbos. She was very dejected to find that there was a whole layer of fat. She's very health conscious and, skins all the chicken and so on. She was annoyed. She wanted to go back to the butcher and say, "You sold me fatty chicken." Usually you don't necessarily see it, but it was because it was in the fridge overnight. So it was, which she immediately, scraped it off and got rid of it. But I thought it tastes good. But, so she was, as I say, she's more health conscious than I. But the point is that, you can. So that's basically the Ramo's experiment over here. The Ramo's telling you scientifically. It tells you add water. And then the chelav will coagulate. And then you got to get rid of it. Latzuf l'malo alamayim v'yasirena mishon. Dime'achsher she'efshel hasira ha'beki'ilu makiro v'tzorech l'asira mishon. That's what I'm going to say. The name of Mordechai, which I couldn't find. Okay, I have to be honest. It says, Hagos Mordechai in Chulin. And I found it in the Isavet Aruch. And it also quotes one I couldn't find in Mordechai. I'm sure it's somewhere. But anyway, it's in Ramon, so it's good enough. I always like to give you, the original, so mice I couldn't find. But anyhow, the someone finds it, be grateful. But don't spend time. Not that pivotal. In any event, the point is that the Ramon is saying, if you can, you do this, basically add water so that cold water will make the fat, the chelav, coagulate and go to the top, and then scrape it off, and you're not going to eat the chelav. That's what the Ramor writes. Now, there's an interesting discussion. First of all, the Gilyon Maharsha takes this very seriously. Mishal Ma'egir. Diba Maskil Ima Makiro. Okay, Ima Makiro. The second to last line, in my version. It says, Nira Li, Dimido Raisu. He thinks this requirement's not Stamazoi, a chumrah. It's midoraisa. You know, the Megillah Marashah says, which would seem to imply that if you would go ahead and eat this tarovet, even though it was bitul b'shishin, and even though the chalev initially melted in, so it was not distinguishable, since you can possibly find a way to extract it, and you don't, it sounds like he's saying, we're over this midoraisa. I mean, a chalev. The Megillah Marashah understands that this is not stam, you know, a recommendation, it's a good idea. He thinks it's a doraisa. And the implication, the flip side of that coin is if you go ahead and eat it without doing that, then you're over the sederaisa, you're chelev. So that's, you know, because the issue is not bottle. This is not bottle. It's because, that's called nikara iser. Right? So that comes out an interesting, it brings actually a raya from a case in Sukkah. It has to do with Sukkah that's, and I print it all out because it's a slight point. You have a sukkah, you build a sukkah on the trees, and you want to count some of the branches of the tree for your schach, and so on, and wind them together. But the answer is you could, theoretically, chop the trees. Anyway, that's what he brings a raya from, that's not called bitul, even though you have more, it's not called bitul, because you could chop down. So he basically, his raya is, it's something which you could straighten out, you can't apply bitul. That's really scripture. That's what Marshall says. Over there, that he says about this idea. But there's an interesting question. So the Prima Godin here in Zion deals with something, and I'll put that aside for a second. Both the Shach and the Taz raise an interesting question. Okay, raise an interesting question. Let's say, now notice carefully the words of the Rambam. He says, and I'll read it again. Dive in the words. He says, V'chol isa shevavatlin b'shishin, when does the Ramah say you have to do this? That's if nisbatel tamo b'shisha. But what if you didn't have bitul tamo b'shisha? Would this trick work? Do the same trick. There wasn't enough to be matel tamo b'shisha. Dude, the chalev fell in, it got mixed in, it's not shishim against the chalev. So now I'll do the same job, put it in the fridge, okay, and then tomorrow I'll scrape it out. Now can I eat the tarogos? The Ramo doesn't say that. The Ramo says that this is talking about a case in Misbatel Tamo B'shishim, it was Bitul B'shishim. So both the Shach and Zivkot and Tazayin and the Taz and Zivkot and Zayin address that question. They address that question. Okay, then look at the Shach and Tazayin. Mashma Dehecha the Leka Samet, Lo Mahane Nisin is Tam Sonanim. Okay, he said, it doesn't work. This is because even the point being that even if, you, in other words, even if the question is chelav that fell into a tavshil, okay, and you don't have shishim. Now, can this trick of coagulation work? So, it's a machokas the Ramon the Torah Chatos versus the Zivahetar, okay, and the Zivahetar wants to say yes. The Zivahetar wants to say yes. It's mutter, okay. And the Bach is also mekel. That's a Taz quote, or Chassidus, the Bach also is Mekel. Because basically, if all the Chalev rises to the top, okay, huh? Oh, so that's the other side of the argument, exactly. Now, the Shach and the Taz both said, what are you talking about? The Tam is still there. Gugura got rid of the band, but the Tam, that's exactly what the Shach and the Taz say. But the Bach is Mekel, and the Zvehetu is Mekel, because all the Chalev coagulates and rises to the top, now you scrape it all up, it disappears. But the Shach and the Taz both say no, because the kula, this not this kula, this din of the Ramah is only when you have shishim. Otherwise, you have the tam. So I'm just saying, it seems to be a machlokas. The Yisvehetu, the Paschatas, and the Shach and the Taz do not like the kula. Okay, they say it doesn't work. You read inside, it doesn't work unless you have you know, the Shach, the Taz rather quotes. Who was saved for Bayis Chodesh at the Bach, Posek Mor Mechosin, right? The Bach was the Taz's father-in-law. So he quotes his father-in-law, but with due respect, he disagrees with his father-in-law. Okay. He said, then you have to have covered for your father-in-law. That's this week's said in Parshat Yisro. But, okay. Anyway, he disagrees. Allah is allowed to disagree. Fine. There's also an interesting question with some Achonim deal with, and really it's rooted in Rishonim, just to give you some of the chorus on that. And that is, do you have to do this? It was a placing. We'll look at 22, the placing. It's a cotton ball. That's what the Prima Godin responded to in Sivkot and Zion. And there are the Shulchan and Siv Nun Zion that are printed on the pages. Okay, the placing wonders or says, know, very nice. The Ramah is a nice idea. Maybe the Ramah wasn't the cook. You're going to pour water in. That's a great idea to get the chaylev out. Yeah, but it's going to ruin the dish. It's going to ruin the food. Right? So again, the Ramah may not have been a great cook. I don't know. But evidently, perhaps he wasn't worried about it. The placing says, yeah, this is a good thing to do if it's not going to ruin the food. Okay? And he says, because then we find that in general. Right, we always, there are many times we find it's an important din, and it really ties in with the whole concept. You had this basically we call the Dovash Yesh HaMatirin. Okay, you apply the din of Dovash Yesh HaMatirin when, in order for it to matirin, the matirin doesn't happen automatically. What's the svara of Dovash Yesh HaMatirin? Acha tochane b'isu, tochane b'heter. Wait 2 days, wait, you know, whatever. Dovash Yesh HaMatirin, wait till after Pesach, wait till, you know, whatever it is, right? Acha tochane b'isu, tochane b'heter. The usual definition. Not the Ran Schiv, the usual definition of Dovash Yesh HaMatirin, right? So, conceptually here, the same thing. But what if I can make it mutter, but I got to do all kinds of crazy things? I got to go here, I got to travel someplace, you know, I got to spend $50. Right? At what point do we say? So that's really what the place he writes. He says, Im amachal miskalp b'kakesh, shosar ha'ol pas ginele, come on, b'kli balua iser, we have a kli with iser, a kli that's balua iser. We say chad mitrei bottle, right? What do you mean? Why should we apply bittul? Why don't you say du hagoah? Right, du hagoah. You have the option of chad. Why should we ever say by Caleb that got mixed up and so on? Why should we say the chad that Caleb was not trained? Caleb got mixed up with kosher. We should say kasher everything because it's a pain in the neck to kasher sometimes. It's a big job. Right, that's basically what it says. That time kosher hob tzorach hob tzoros. It takes time. It takes money and so on. When we kosher get mokum shal meichel miskalkel, and therefore certainly says the place over here, the food's going to get ruined. And that's really how the place it seems to say that this whole chumrah of the Ramah, the din, you should do this whole trick with coagulating. That's not going to have any detrimental effect, and it's easy enough to do. Otherwise, bittul is bittul, and bittul works and it works. All right, yeah. Again, we saw that the Shema Eker said it's a din d'oraisa, but still, I'm not sure if the place he weighs in on that, but he would assume that even d'oraisa, we're not going to tell you got to ruin your food. Then what's the purpose? You know, then the whole thing is you have a dinner bittul, so forget it. Throw the food out. That's the easiest thing. Always do that. Right? We're not going to tell every time President Shah, yeah, we'll throw it out. Then make another pot. Yeah.
Still, we still don't know how to measure it. Meaning, we say it's not just tircha or whatever.
No, he's talking about the tircha of the trick with coagulating it.
So I'm saying, via hagala, the pot, maybe tircha regarding this, that we wouldn't say do hagala, but unless...
Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan, yeah.
So you understand it wrong. The bittul is only going to...
Well, that's the effect of what I'm always saying, right?
If we understand that there's no more taste than the actual object. I thought that was only when it gets mixed into another food,
right?
That food itself, there's no.
Right, but we
say
it,
like
we have two.
What about the original issue? That we see that the taste all in there.
Well, again, one, you're right.
If I would take it out and I would put something else, it's not.
No, for sure, Biasa. But the point is, how far do you have to go to get it out? In other words, if it's blended in, right? So then, right? Okay, so that's exactly what the Ramah is saying. But the place he's saying, you don't have to do that if it's going to ruin the food. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan disagree. He said, "Dash Yesh Min Agdolim." He says with respect, one of the Gdolim, that's the greatest Eibushit. Let's talk about one of the Gdolim. He was the Gdol Ador in his time. People, you know, we're now talking about the early 1700s, the late 1600s, early 1700s, the Gaon was a young man. The Yonos HaEibushitz was the Gaon Ador. He had that famous, I think I mentioned, he had that famous conflict with Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden was an important person too, but Yonos HaEibushitz was the Gaon Ador. You know, the Tumim, and crazy place, he also had the biggest yeshiva, he had the most Talmidim. Okay, Yaakov Emden was a very sort of recluse, lived by himself, and so on. He wrote Swarm, he had a printing press, so that got him in trouble too. But anyway, but he printed a Swarm, it's Jewish and important, I'm not so sure. You know, but the Yonos HaEibushitz was legal on the door. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'dash Yesh Min Agdolim, Shekasol Achdine, quotes the place, but he writes in the third line, V'ein Yodea Ma'in L'Zeh L'Zeh, he says, and maybe, so that's what you were saying, maybe what he's saying, you can't compare that to the case of the Kagolas Caleb. Because there, you have an Isser Balua, there's no Isser Nikar. Maybe that's what you're saying. Okay, in the case of the university. We also wanted to compare it to Caleb. What's there? There's no nicker Yisrael. There's a balua. There's bleed in the kli. So there we can, and only because we'll say Dovah Shish Matir, it's Osir, and therefore you don't have to spend money to do it. But here, the Isser is Be'en. That's I think that's what you were saying. No? So that the Aruch HaShem Mechav, the Aruch HaShem. Just this idea, just to look quickly at a couple of Rishonim before we come to the last point. A couple of Rishonim on this issue, if you're interested in further looking into the issue of Dovah Shish Matir and so on, there's a Tosin of Odozara, Ayin Gimel Olal, Gimel Askel Tevel, 24, okay, where Tosin says, talks about, you know, that the separates from a tevel. We call mokom kevet sheyeshlo Torah v'otzah habi kishein lo matir. Okay, you know, if you're interested in looking further, they have these, Tosas says, there's also Tosas in Bava Tzir that he quotes over here, right? He says, languages kevet sheyeshlo Torah v'otzah habi kishein lo matir. The Rashbo, by us, here, the Tarsabayas, our bayas, dal, shar dal, now flamet ches and abeis. He says, also, lo amru dovash and matir, lo shu yochol atir, belish shum hefsid mamon. Right? You don't have to take, no hotzos, okay? You don't have to spend money on it. And the Ramon, the Miri, by us here in Chulin, Sadiz Hamad Aleph, Dir Masa, Af kol dovash and matir, Eef shu abal, lo hovi, also the Ramon, the hefsid, no hotzos, and the kol dovash and matir. Okay. And I mean, so you see that this discussion appears already in Rishonim, in the Rosh Boa by us, in the Miri by us, fine. I do want to show one other thing that's not on the sheets, which I noticed afterwards. The Ramah, just to finish up that Ramah, before we go to Sifhei, that's me and your boy, okay, in Sifhei, so we'll get to it in a second. The Ramah says at the end of that, very end of Sif Dalit, Ramah writes, after he says this Chiddush with the coagulating Chelem, he says, Isushin is batal gedera. The siru mishon. Okay, he took it out. The nafal gedera acheres. Okay, and then your butterfingers, you dropped it into the next gedera. Okay, tsarach lafzor ulavatal b'shishim negakulo. Again, you have to have shishim against it. V'chein la'olam. Okay, they dropped it. You keep dropping the same piece of meat, the different pots. You have 12 pots along the. Keep slipping in each time you need shishim against it, right? Okay. V'chein la'olam. Aval enafo l'kedera rishona beis ponim ein tzorach rak shishim achas connected. If it fell back into the first, you wouldn't need shishim again. And the question is, why not? Right? In other words, v'lamayin afkamina fell to a different pot and fell back into the same pot. That's an interesting question. Even more interesting is that neither the Shach nor the Taz says a word. So the Gaon does. It's a called Chof, the Birar Groh. So you can add that to the Makaris. The Birar Groh. He says an interesting thing. He says, again, I'll be swore to you know, the group. In other words, if it's a din of Chaticha Nas and Nevela, so if it fell in again, you should eat Shishan again against it, right? If it fell into the same pot. So he basically is Mechadesh. He says, because the Isser, when it falls into the first pot, right, and now it becomes Usser, let's say it's a pot of vegetable soup, or potato soup, or something like that, and a piece of the Vela falls in, and it's Bato. Okay, so now, if you spill, let me see what he said, because he says, no, it's In the first pot, it's always by definition going to be min bimino. That's what he's saying. It's always going to be min bimino. Because the thing falls into the first and is batel. So now it's the same item falls back in. It's vital the exact same mixture. It's meat and vegetable soup, or it's meat and potato soup, or whatever it is. It's already a tarovis. So now when it comes back in the second time, it's min bimino, so we go deraisa batel barov. You don't need shishim again. But in pot number two, maybe pot number two isn't vegetable soup, maybe pot number two is chicken soup, maybe pot number two is tomato soup. It does not mean bimino anymore. That's the way the Gros says it. Yeah.
Does that mean, according to the Gros, that if the second pot was whatever was
so in I would say, yeah, so he says, what if the second pot was talking another pot of the same thing? But I could say, sort of low plug. Now, the first pot, it's always going to be minah. The Mishnah we make minah. Right? The first pot that falls in two times, three times, the same mixture each time. It's minah minah. So minah is part of the rov. Logically, I hear what you're saying. I thought of the same question. But I think you could argue that doesn't spell it out. Okay? He says minah minah, because let's remember. Because what's, go back to our original thing. Minah minah is only requires shishim midrabanan. Why? Gzera otu min mishenu minah. But in the first pot, there's no auto minimum. It's not possible. If the original mixture was created in that pot, so whatever falls back in that pot is the same original mixture. It'll never come to Mishanah. Mashayim, the second pot, it's at least a possibility. So there you can say Xavier. Anyway, that's an interesting thing. The last thing I want to look at, really, is we had the Rashbo and the Ramban, and they both agreed against the Raivin. But there is a further question, okay? And that is, we were saying until now, the whole din was, well, you don't know how much came in. Right? You don't know how much flavor was in, right? That Sif Dalet was, you don't know how much was in there, and that was the sugi with the kachal, right? We don't know, fine. What if, in Sif Hey, im yadua kamahu isir, you do know, how can you possibly know? Kagon kaf chadosho. You have a brand new spoon that was used, so you know the maximum, so it's just used for the first time, so the maximum is how big the spoon is, right? Or she'ena bas yoma, and you stirred with it and so on, and it only had this much milk in it, right? There are ways sometimes where you do know. If you stop cooking, things spill, you don't know. But let's say you're stirring, whatever, you do know. So the Rashba writes in source number 27, Rashba, the Torah says, Bais Dal Shar Aleph, Daf Aleph Mabay, says, Elamio hechad denir bekaf chadosha, kezayis cholah, v'acharkach tochva bebasar. Right? You have a brand new spoon to use for milking, now you put it to me. Ain tzarech el shishim kechol shenivlevo. Toho yadinim kamahavu. Okay? Now you know. So there you don't have to measure against the whole spoon. You can measure against, let's say the spoon was 4 ounces. But you only put it, you know you only put it into 1 ounce of cholok. So there you don't have to say you have to measure against the whole spoon. V'chein adim im nir kezayis cholok bekaf yishona shena bas yomo. Okay, but because we're afraid if it's an old spoon, it was used, so then we're afraid that all the other stuff that's in there, is going to impact as well, and therefore it's, you know, bekulam mishareh. So the Rashba says, in effect, to put it in our terms, okay, there is no, you know, if the flavor is known. You know how much issue is in the spoon. Again, a new spoon, you had a cup of milk, which you know was only a kazayas. Okay? But the spoon was a big serving spoon, right? So you have a big serving spoon, which holds much more than a cup, but you only put it into a kazayas, and now you put that into meat. So you don't need shishim against the maximum that it, you know, only against what it put in. Okay? So the same thing, if you have a spoon that had a, you know, 4 kazayas of vegetables and 1 kazayas of milk, and now you put it to meat, so how much is it you have now? You have to mishar against, it's 5, because it's 4 kazayas of vegetables and 1 kazayas of milk in this spoon, which was now put in the meat, or it's only against the 1. Okay? So that really is a machokas between the Rashba and the Ramban. Rashba just says you don't have to go against the whole spoon, and he says, Avon Ramban Zal Kosov, the mistabur de lo amrina bebelua chaticha atzmas. I'm saying the other way around. He says, the Rabban says, mistabur de lo amrina bebelua chaticha atzmas available. The aim of Shem, the Shem, the Chazal of Maid, the Bala Levad. Okay, the Rashba says, and that's the Rabban, is in Chidush Rabban Chun, Sadi Zan of Ezra, print in 28. O mistabur bein bechadosh bein bishan lo amrina bemaid de Bala bishar bishula nasa available. Ki tichai gavle bebelua lo ashkecha. The Rashba said, if it was just one spoon, it's fine, but if it was an older spoon, Basioma, then even though you do say, you do have to look at the spoon, so to speak. Is, in other words, basically the question is, do we say chaticha nasat levela by bliyas in utensils? That's really what it boils down to. Rashba says, if you know how much is there in the spoon, okay, so then you can measure against, you know, in that case. But if a spoon gets isser into it, if you have a spoon that has 4 kazayas of vegetables, second case I gave it, 1 of milk, now you put that into the fleshing, so now the whole thing, you need against the whole thing. That's the Rashba. And the Ramban says, no, you don't say chaticha nazar by bliyas, and you only measure against the isser. Okay, so this is not just a question of bedidei nisharim. This is now also a new issue of whether we say chaticha nas nevela by kelim or not. In other words, both the Rashba and the Ramban agree that bedidei you got to measure against the whole thing. But now you have what do you have to consider that was in that spoon previously? Okay, you have to measure. Do we say chaticha nas is nevela or not with regard to the bliya? The Ramban says there's no chaticha nas nevela bliyas, and therefore, if you know how much iser went into the spoon, then you can. If Rabban Rashbo admits it, Rashbo admits that if you know how much issue went into the skin, then you only need against that amount. But if you had other, if there was other bleas in there, then Rashbo says you have to consider all the bleas, all the kazesim together. And the four kazesim vegetables, one kazes of milk, the whole thing to look at together. So I'm going to see this again. The Ramban is 28. The only Ramban. Yeah, so again, let's say it again. If you know how much tam was inside the kli, then you only need shishim against that amount, right? If you had a spoon that was only used for kazayis of cholov. Okay, then you know that there's only kazayis of cholov, so the maximum you would need is shishim against that spoon. Right, so let's say I had a spoon with a kazayis of treif, and I put it into a kosher pot. Right, that's the question. Do the old blios in the spoon, okay, kafi shana, do the old blias in the spoon, so to speak, come out again? That's the machlokes Ramban Rashbo. Do the old blias in the spoon, do they have to be taken into account again? According to the Rashbo, we don't have to worry about, we do have to take into account those old blias, so therefore, chaticha nas nevela applies to the kli. Ramban says no. And that's the machlokes. The Mordechai in Chulin, a lot of people, including people on the page, mixed this up with the Ravid before, because it's not the same thing. The Mordechai, yeah.
So, the Rashba say that we have to be concerned about leaves that were Eno Ben Yomo if the spoon was used Ben Yomo?
Yes.
Like, the spoon was used a month ago, and then today I also use it to be worried for every single time at once.
I think so. I think that's the Rashba. Right. I think that's the Rashba. I think so. I think that's the Rashba. Yes. Yeah. Rabban says there's no chaticha nas nevela with regards to blios.
Isn't it the two opinions in the Shulchan?
Yeah. We'll have a whole lot. I'm just trying to think. I mean, those who say there's no chaticha nas nevela, we've got to explain. The reason, because it's again by Bas V'Chol, anyway, there are bishlos, so if you don't cook, the blias is not, you know, the blias is not cooking. But okay, let's go just a second bite. The Ram also quotes both opinions there on Daf Lamed. The Mordechai, though, is a very interesting idea. He says that, let's look, I'll see it inside. In 2 more minutes, we'll finish with today. The Davom Ralev, it's in the Tufresh Ayin Tes. You're halfway down, two-thirds way down the first column. The Mordechai writes the following. I'll find it. Came on the Omer Yitzchak Kukal, that's when we take the back to the Kukal. Also, Sharon, because in the Vela, Kosser, and the Sivirim, you should came the Efshala Hachshe Akala, Foros Chayla, Kukalab, Al-Kain, Shabik, and Chatif, is the Vela. It goes back to that thing by Kukal, right? You can't cash it again. Similar to said by the like by the writer of Machmish Efrash Avshin is a law minute chaticha atzvanas nevela. He says, but you don't say chaticha atzvanas nevela when you can get rid of the issur, right? The lokain ain baser nixur but see it's not fine. But basically, what the Mordechai here says, similar to the writer from before, but it's not the same thing. Okay, not the exact same thing. Because the Ravid before was talking about whether or not we need to measure Shishim against the entire Kli. We don't know how much Tom got into it. See, there's Mechalek between the Keres and the Mordechai uses a similar Suara. We're here, we know how much Tom is in there. The question is, do we say Chaticha Nasa the Velana? So I just want to, people mix it up. People, even on the side of the page, they quoted the Ravid. It's not the Ravid. The Ravid and the Mordechai are not the same. They're just using a similar concept in two different cases. Okay, the Ravid that we saw before was talking about, was not talking about Chaticha Nasa the Velana per se. He was talking about, well, we don't know how much Tom is in there. Okay, so now we have to measure Shishim against the entire Kli or not. The Mordechai is when we do know how much Tom is in there. And the Mordechai says that if you have a cheres pot, okay, a kli cheres pot, again, the Shach points out that people mix it up with the Ravid. But the Mordechai says that there is no chaticha nas nevela at all inside any kli, inside any utensil, unless it's a kli cheres. Okay? Unless it's a kli cheres. All right? And this way actually comes out as a kula. You know, which we'll have to see. You know, we'll leave that. I'll see it later. We'll finish the list. Again, the Mechaber quotes both these days in Sifhei. Okay, Mechaber will quote both these days, but we'll go over this tomorrow. We'll finish it. Okay, finish the last couple things. Okay. Same with that. Stop. Separate.